Mike Pence challenges Barack Obama warning that democracy on the ballot in 2020. By Charlie Spiering on August 24, 2020. Vice President Mike Pence on Monday pointedly refuted an assertion from former President Barack Obama, who told Democrats last week that democracy was on the ballot in 2020. "I heard the other day that democracy is on the ballot," Pence said. "But I think we all know the economy is on the ballot. Law and order is on the ballot. Our most cherished ideals of freedom and free markets are on the ballot." Last week, Obama pleaded with Americans to vote for former Vice President Joe Biden in 2020 in a speech warning Trump is a threat to American democracy. "That's what's at stake right now. Our democracy," Obama said, urging Americans to vote. "Do not let them take away your power. Don't let them take away your democracy." Pence personally traveled to the Republican National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, on Monday morning to accept the party's nomination for re-election. "I'm here for one reason and one reason only," he said. "And that is not just the Republican Party. But America needs 4 more years of President Trump in the White House," he said. Pence will deliver his official convention speech Wednesday night at Fort McHenry in Baltimore, but he commented on the Democrat National Convention last week. "You understand when you listen carefully to their agenda. Beyond the platitudes and the attitude, you hear an agenda," he said. "Joe Biden and the Democrat Party have been taken over by the radical left." Pence also hinted that President Trump might make an in-person appearance at the convention later on Monday. "I got a good feeling you might just see a friend of mine at the Republican National Convention today," he said.